This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV Connection or Experience. Three people who are very friendly. They have very unique perspectives on things. And so Doug Steffen is happy to bring you Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. This is a program that's produced in the morning, although there are folks that listen to this all around the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find the program at TuneIn Radio and other places. All you have to really do is go to djvshow.com and find it there, the daily, and then there's the weekly podcast at djvshow.com of the things, some of the best of the on-air moments and some of the best off-air moments. And maybe some things that, oh, did they really say that? So, in the circumstance, and the reason I bring this up now is because I was studying on the plane coming back to the East Coast last night, the best time of the day, this business about the brain and having my brain tuned up as an example to hopefully have you keep in mind the health of your brain along with the health of your body, because they are both things that are coefficients. Without a healthy brain, a healthy mind, you will not have a healthy body, and probably vice versa. So the studies that I have been exposed to as I pay attention to my brain, one of the things that came out in my conversation with Dr. Grover last week was the best time of the day for your brain to do various things. For example, the best time for you to learn, the time when your brain is primed to take in new information, is between, for most people who live a normal day, that sleep in the night and are awake during the day. So when you acquire more information, or the best time to acquire more information, is from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and from 4 until 10 in the evening. This time of day is not a great time of day. Surprise, surprise! To acquire new information. We have to put our brain into that mode because we're expected to have that function. But the very best time is midday and then later in the afternoon for those of you who want to be at your best at your job. There it is. By the way, he gave me a copy of a new book called The Power of When. You've heard me talk about The Power of Now from the writer and philosopher Thule. You've heard me talk about that, right? You all know about that book, The Power of Now, and that philosophy. So this is called The Power of When, and it is it's a way for you to make sure that you get the best out of your brain. For example, another tip in here, the best time of the day to brainstorm with your colleagues, i.e., when we have our message, or when we have our meetings and we message sort of one another, I want to know if we were doing the right thing, because we normally have them about noontime Eastern time. The best time to brainstorm is when you're slightly tired and easily distracted. That way, you're most likely to have innovative ideas. I found that to be fascinating.
Your brain. That's my current.
Is it?
That's always my.
I know.
Slightly tired and distracted. Perfect.
Yeah. Right. Best time to make critical decisions. You save the big ones for 1 to 3 hours after you have awakened. By then you have shaken off the inertia that comes from your brain being on hold through the night. That makes sense? Make critical decisions not as you wake up and not as you go to sleep, but as you have your brain in its best place, usually 1 to 3 hours after you wake up.
I wonder if that's why they always say if you're going to have surgery that that's the best time to do it, like first thing in the morning, because the surgeon is probably between 1 and 3 hours awake.
Yeah,
I always just assumed because you have to fast, and so it's good to do it in the morning. That way you don't have to go that long without eating. That's my mentality.
That's a thought. And here's something that I found very interesting from the book, The Power of When. The best time to sell somebody something is on Friday afternoon, because most people are in a better mood knowing that they do not have to work for a couple of days, and it's an easy time for you to ask them for money.
That's funny.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
That is very... Yeah. All right. So I'll pass those tips along from the FYI department here in the DJV program in a moment. Well, I don't know. I have people in the news, but I'm going to separate this out because I think it is a focus that I don't want to have occupy a lot of our time. But I want it to be an awareness. As I got home last night, looked at some of the local news, I saw the story of a girl who died yesterday from the flu. She was a first grader, first confirmed death here in Massachusetts of a child dying from the flu. But there is a lot. The flu is serious this year. I don't know that I can tell you any more about it than the fact that it's serious. What you do is up to you. Some people are getting flu shots. Some people are enhancing their immune system. Whatever it is that you're doing, at least don't do nothing. I don't want to make this a double negative. Don't do nothing. Do something in order to keep the flu season very different. I think every year, though, we always have these silly people at the CDC who create a flu vaccine the year before the flu happens, and they don't they don't know what the flu virus, which virus it's going to be, but they still make something because it takes so long, and this is a function of government.
They're already working on next year's.
They don't know what it's going to be. They're working on something, but they haven't the slightest idea what it's going to be. So, you know, it's the same old story about, you know, like we have to keep the machine going because we have all these people and we've got this money, so we better spend it and create a flu vaccine, even if it's no good. Anyway, that wasn't the point of my focus here. What is my focus is that yesterday, when I was talking, I think it was Kara, was it Jack, that said when we were talking about health, Jack Stockwell, one of our in-house doctors, that there was some concern about this being a lead-in. Next year it'll be worse. The year after that it'll be worse because there are these bugs, these viruses that are around that aren't being killed in the usual way. And this is what led to the flu epidemic that killed 600,000 Americans in 1918. Was I imagining that, or is that part of the conversation? Do you remember?
I would not be surprised if it was part of the conversation. I don't distinctly remember it, but I think we're all screwed if that's the case.
Well, I don't know about being screwed, but it does bring us around. I feel badly about this because, you know, it's one thing for an older person. I also heard my sister's husband's mother died yesterday at the age of 93 or 94, and she'd had a bit of dementia over the last year or so, but she caught the flu. That led to pneumonia, and that was the end of her. And so both ends of the spectrum. Not unlikely or unusual for somebody that age who has the problems that she had to come down with the flu and then die from it, because the immune system is pretty well cooked anyway. But a youngster in the first grade, most of the time, by the time you're getting ready to go to school, I've noticed this in my grandson. He, for the first 3-4 months, he started going one day a week to a preschool thing that's run by the folks at UCLA, where my daughter and her husband work. They have a preschool, and the kids are all in, you know, the same environment. It's like an incubator. And when I was getting sick, remember when I would keep it, I couldn't get rid of it. It would come, and then I'd shake it because I'd work on my immune system, and then it would come back. I never really got rid of it. And it was because whenever I hug Miles, that green snot in his nose has got to come into play here. And that's what all these kids have. It's an incubator for this kind of stuff. But now that they've been around each other for all these months, the kids are now immune. Right. They are. They've built up an immunity to each other and to whatever germs are floating around. And I don't feel like in the last month or so I've had much of it at all. But, boy, for a couple of months, it was coming and going and coming and going. So I guess that the point I'm trying to make here is that a lot of people are getting sick because of what they're exposed to and around whom they are. And there was a teacher who died of flu complications, and a nurse who died of flu complications here in Massachusetts in the last week or so. And it's all because of these people. Listen, look at the teachers. They're exposed to all that stuff, right? And nurses, who's more exposed than that? So I don't know what to tell you other than maybe I'll use this as an opportunity to have you think about bolstering your immune system. That wasn't why I told you the story, but it's always a good opportunity to remind you of the benefits of the folks at Balance of Nature's the ripened fruits and vegetables that are put together in these capsules. Balance of Nature has the nutrients of 11 servings of fruit and 9 servings of vegetables. There are all these different fruits and vegetables that have been powdered and put into capsules. And the formula is really amazing because according to the scientific measuring of the impact of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies, your immune system, if you stay with this program for a month, will be boosted by 700%. And that is important at this time. It's important all the time, but very important this time of year. So check out their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. I get a kick out of reading, so I don't know if it's a kick. Here's one from a lady named Adeline who said, I'm taking it faithfully. I love the product. She lives up in Cobleskill near our station there, WSDE. My cholesterol came down, interestingly enough. That wasn't really one of the things that this is supposed to do, but she's happy about it. I feel good. I don't eat enough vegetables, and I don't eat enough fruit. I don't have any guilt at all now because I'm on the Balance of Nature. And you won't. It's not about guilt. It's just about taking care of your immune system. So why not? Especially when you go online to balanceofnature.com and you use the promo code DJV, you'll get a special discount on their other product, the fiber product, and you get a free month supply of the fruits and vegetables to take 2 of them in the morning and 2 of them at night. Wow, what a great program. So get on board, balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV to get your immune system to a point where you will be healthy and you'll be telling success stories yourself about how much better you feel and how well protected your body is. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-215-1792. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-215-1792. 1-800-215-1792. 1-800-215-1792.
Are Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
That's 23 after the hour. The DJV show, Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, a focus on not any, well, I guess this is connected to the Tonight Show because Marty Allen appeared a lot. Johnny Carson used to, he would just break up. He'd fall off his chair when Marty Allen, a very well-known comedian from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, he was on daytime TV, those game shows a lot. His hair was all, for those of you who may not be able to quite place him, if you Google him, you'll see that sort of wiry, big, almost afro hairdo that he had that he was well known for. And his eye focus was also a very telling reality about his identity. He was in a comic duo, Allen and Rossi. Anyway, the point of the story is he died yesterday at the age of 95, had pneumonia, and his wife was with him at the time. Career began in the 50s. He worked as the opening act for a lot of singers like Sarah Vaughan, Edie Gourmet, Nat King Cole. Then he, with this guy Steve Rossi, they were around for a long time. They were on Ed Sullivan 44 times, including the episode which also saw the Beatles on TV for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show. They then broke up in the 60s, and they did they got back together in Las Vegas for shows. But he was a character, man. He had some serious roles. He was in the Big Valley for a while. He was on Hollywood Squares, though a lot of people remember him from that. So the passing of Marty Allen. We mark at 25 past the hour. Somebody else who's gone but not forgotten, Johnny Cash in the music news here. There's a lot of... When people are interested in the career of somebody that contributed so much like Johnny Cash, there are always things being discovered. And so lately, a number of lyric sheets, letters, poems from Johnny Cash have been found, and they're going to come to life in April on the album Johnny Cash Forever Words. This is a collection that will transforms phrases left behind by Johnny Cash, also known as the Man in Black, into songs. Chris Cornell took some of his words and put them into music. Elvis Costello did. Roseanne Cash did. Chris Christopherson did. Willie Nelson did. Brad Paisley did. This is a 16-track album compiled using what the album's co-producer, John Carter Cash, said was a monstrous amassment of material left by Johnny and June Carter after they died. Handwritten letters, documents, poems penned by Johnny over the course of his life, shaped into songs by John Carter Cash. A lot of them were love, appropriate for today, love messages between him and his wife. He really did. They had a great sort of love story. Other contributors to this album, let's see, Jewel is a contributor, the Jayhawk. Yep, T-Bone Burnett. John Mellencamp. John Carter Cash said, quote, determining the artist for each of these songs was a matter of the heart. I picked the artists who are most connected with my father, had a personal story that was connected with him. Became an exciting endeavor to go through the works, put them together, and present them to different people who could finish them in a way that I believe Dad would have wanted. So this is going... Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. It's, let's see, there's 16 tunes in this thing. It's going to come out as a CD in vinyl, and also you can download it digitally. And I think it's out, what do we say, April 6th, right? Johnny Cash, Forever Words. So those of you who are fans, I'd like to have this, I think, myself. There's something about him and that guitar, man, that really set a tone.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
For thought in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, all around the clock. It's the DJV show with me, Doug Steffen. I present to you Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. People in the news today: Julian Assange. British judge has ruled that the arrest warrant for Mr. Assange ought to be upheld. So what does that mean? It means that Julian Assange from WikiLeaks will continue to risk being detained if he leaves the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He's been there for 5 years in that building to avoid arrest. And so he's failed again to try to get his freedom. Swedish prosecutors dropped an investigation into the sexual assault allegations against him last year, I think it was. But the arrest warrant for violating bail conditions is still outstanding. So, think about that. He's no longer going to be charged, but because he was under charge and he avoided arrest by going into the Ecuadorian embassy. Sort of reminds me of the story we hear from time to time about people who are brought up on charges in our country, various things, the feds are after you. It's kind of like Mueller going after some of these people that were part of the so-called Trump conspiracy, and he can't get them for what they originally got him for, but then they find out something else that they would never have found had they not asked him various questions, the parties involved, so they then charge him with something else. So this is kind of a, what do we call it, a catch-22, right? Doesn't that sound like it's kind of a catch-22?
Yep.
All right, here's Dan Coates. How many people know who Dan Coates is?
I do.
Okay, you want to tell us the story about he was the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, right? And he's in the focus because of the continuing, speaking of Mueller, ongoing inquiry into the Russian meddling in our election.
No, he's not the former. He is the director of National
Intelligence. Is he still? I guess, yes, he is. A former congressman. That's what I meant to say. He's a former congressman from Indiana, I think, isn't he?
That I don't know, but I do know that Dan Coates and Mike Pompeo, who's the head of the CIA, Christopher Wray, who's the head of the FBI, and Admiral Mike Rogers all went in front of Congress yesterday. They all were sitting in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee to talk about worldwide threats. This is one of those hearings they do, I think, a couple of times a year, and they get asked questions by the Senate panelists about what kind of threats are out there, what we need to be doing, what we could be doing better, where we're succeeding, where we're failing. Sadly, a lot of these things, they become political, and so you have Democrats and Republicans, depending on who's in favor, asking questions that have much less to do about our worldwide threats and more about certain things being handled. Like yesterday's panel seemed to be, or testimony seemed to center on the handling of the White House aide Rob Porter, as opposed to China and Russia and some of these other countries that have really bad ambitions for us.
Right? It's like we're destroying ourselves from within.
The quote that got the most attention is that that Dan Coates went out and said that we are under attack. He said we are a country under attack. He said he expects Russia to continue to use propaganda, social media, and false flag personas, along with sympathetic spokespersons, to influence election and build influence. Mm-hmm. They said they're already fast at work in the 2018 elections. They expect to see them again in 2020. This shouldn't be a shock to anybody. We know that Russia bought Facebook ads. They tried to influence people on social media one way or another. And, of course, they love the fact that we're in political chaos after the 2016 election. So, of course, they're going to do more of this. And the United States has been doing this for a while. I hate to lift the veil up on all of it. But we've been doing the same types of things in other countries. So, again, the most dangerous threats right now, according to Dan Coates, are Russia and China, who will use cyber and information warfare to challenge U.S. influence around the world.
Mm. It's a sticky wicket, man. Go down that road. Oof. All right, Benjamin Netanyahu, another name in the news. He's the prime minister of Israel. Police say that there is enough evidence to indict him on criminal charges of corruption, according to the report that was published in the Israeli newspapers. The authorities have found evidence of him accepting bribes, breach of trust, fraudulent practices. They did not recommend that charges be brought against him. The police didn't. That decision will rest with the Israeli Attorney General. The cases involve allegations there are a bunch of them, actually. He is suspected of having gotten gifts from businessmen, especially people here in America. But is the worst they can find that he got cigars? Hello?
He's a tough guy. He's saying that these allegations are baseless. He said that he was certain that truth was going to be revealed. He confirmed that his government's stable. And he said even though there's criticism from some key members inside his coalition, that things will work out. A police statement said there was enough evidence to indict him on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in two different cases. But we don't have a lot of details about what's inside each of these possible indictments. I guess he's really, he's very close and closely aligned with the Attorney General's office. So that could take a while for them to decide if he'll even face these charges.
He is one tough customer. Having sat across from him in a room for about 40 minutes interviewing him a number of years ago, he's someone to be reckoned with. And when you talk to him, you think, because he went to Princeton, he speaks English as well as anybody in America does, and comes across as an American when he's in America. I find that very interesting. He's loved and hated. the same as other controversy. Anytime you're a tough cookie in politics, you will be loved and you will be hated. I just think that's the way it works.
Well, I think he goes beyond tough cookie. To me, he's just a bully. And so there's, I don't know that.
Another way of saying it, but.
Is he a bully like Kim Jong-un is?
Is he that kind of bully?
I don't know if he shot anyone with a rocket, but... Well, the toughness that you get from Netanyahu is because the Jews have been bullied for such a long time. I think he's definitely a tough advocate for his people, but I don't fault him for that usually.
No, I think if you lived over there, I've been there five times. If you lived over there, you live the way they do, always on edge. That's one of the fascinations. I've been there more than I've been to any other country except England. And I find it a fascinating place because of the way the people live their lives under the threat of a missile or somebody attacking them, the Palestinians, Hamas, whatever it is. It isn't actually the Palestinians. It's Hamas. And people get these two confused, and I just added to that because sometimes people think they're one and the same, and they are not. Hamas is a Palestinian organization that's a terrorist group. But all Palestinians do not belong, nor do they subscribe to what Hamas is all about.
Right.
So,
and we are the biggest funders of Hamas on the planet. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. We do a nice job with that. Mm-hmm. We have the, so many stupid
because of that Iran deal, we fund Hamas more than any other group.
Yep. Kim Jong-un, speaking of him, welcomed his sister home from the Olympics, praising South Korea for their impressive, sincere hosting of the Games. His sister led a delegation, remember? And soon after she got there, a lot of people got sick. Just a coincidence. But the leader of South Korea seemed to be interested in having conversation with Kim Jong-un. At least, if you listen to Kim Jong-un, that's what. Oh, he's a warm friend. I think that was the translation. Anyway, David Shulkin, another name in the news. Department of Veterans Affairs investigators claiming that the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Shulkin, improperly accepted Wimbledon tickets and used taxpayer money to pay his wife's airfare during a trip to Europe last summer. Is this the most serious thing, or is this something that's important, or is this systematic, or what is this?
But to me, I find this offensive because we're dealing with veterans, and we are always talking about our veterans don't get a fair shake as it is. And when this guy is spending veteran money to go on vacation, basically, and bring his wife along so they can go sightseeing, I do take offense to that.
I don't blame you. I do, too. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick. I was on the plane yesterday with a fellow that works for one of the big defense contractors. And he was very, very, very upfront with me about, he knew what I did for a living. We talked about that. And then we talked about the waste of my favorite subject, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And the contract, he's a contract negotiator for the second largest corporation in our country that has military contracts. And he talked about, obviously, he knew it didn't have a, I mean, he was very upfront about the process and how corrupted it is by the politicians who are on these committees, and most of them represent states where there are huge contracting facilities, manufacturing facilities, whatever, bases for the military, and they influence the amount of money that's spent. And it isn't to the positive. He said, we waste so much money there. He said, he's on his way to buy used planes, smaller planes that they can use to convert for a, he couldn't tell me what it was, a defense, there's a use for them. But he said they have way too many of them. They may need 70 and they have like 700 of them, that kind of stuff. He said the same thing about all of the drones and other things. They just all, everybody drools when these military contracts come up because they all want to get a piece of the pie.
They also the importance of giving the military a budget is so that they can actually create line items to use it. I remember my mom on a very small scale would tell me with the school system as a teacher, if there was a line item for 12 kickballs, she had to buy 12 kickballs even though she was an English teacher and needed a set of books. And the books were falling apart, but she had 12 kickballs sitting in her closet. So this is just true.
Spend
when things
the money.
Get big and it's budgeting. David Shulkin, I agree. I think when you have a president, you have President Trump, Trump, who ran on draining the swamp. This is why we saw Tom Price at Health and Human Services get kicked out for using taxpayer money to take private air travel to his events. David Shulkin's going to have a lot of answering to do, but Shulkin is part of the swamp. Keep in mind, this is the only guy who worked for the Obama administration that was carried over to the Trump administration. So obviously, he knows how to have political, I guess, longevity would probably be the best word.
Mm-hmm. Right. Knows how to play duck and cover.
Yeah.
As well as anybody. All right, next name in the news is Danielle Harrington. Know who she is?
Mm-mm. No.
Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition is on the... On the stands, and she's the newest face.
I did see this yesterday because I follow Ashley Graham on Instagram, and she posted about it. I guess she's I don't think she's the first black cover of Sports Illustrated, but
Tyra was, wasn't she?
Beyonce's also been on the cover.
Yeah,
I think there's three or four.
Yeah,
total.
I think so. But I guess is that the story?
What
Doug?
Does that say about us though that we highlight her because she's black and not because she's just beautiful?
Well,
why do we do that?
I don't know. I think that people like to be highlighted for their differences. And so if you are...
Until they don't.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But I don't know. I think... I don't know if I necessarily find it inspirational to be a cover of Sports Illustrated.
If you're a guy looking at her booty, you are going to be inspired.
For me, it's the first one. It's not... I don't care if there's... I think it's ridiculous to get into bean counting. You know,
I think at least what Ashley Graham was excited about is that they're actually embracing curvier models finally.
Yeah.
I know they've had Kate Upton. I know they had this woman. And I think Allie Reisman, the one of the gymnasts who was part of the Larry Nassar trial, is also on it. So I don't know. I think I'm sure guys won't mind seeing curvier women on
Sports Illustrated. Kate Upton's really pretty. But Kate Upton is not curvy. Kate Upton has big boobs, and that's it. But the rest of her is like a
huge size.
Kate Upton. It's very thin.
No, I'm sorry. Is it no? Who's the other? Oh, Graham is the one.
Ashley Graham does. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, but Kate Upton is just skinny everywhere except she has big boobs. So you can't really just say, "Oh, she's so curvy." No, that's not a curvy woman. That's just a skinny girl with big boobs.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's
so much for my comment about booties. It's about 12 before the hour. Let's see if we can help people who are looking for great talent for their businesses. And maybe not doing as good a job because they're confused because there's a huge stack of resumes on the desk. And you're looking for the perfect hire, but your eyes get sort of blurry and you lose focus. And you need a smarter tool. That's why you need ZipRecruiter. You're a hirer, small business, medium-sized business. You run HR in a big corporation. All of the sizes of those businesses are represented in the client list at ZipRecruiter. Because people are beginning to find out how different they actually are. Looking for great talent? You have a successful business, you want to keep it that way or make it more successful at your people? You got nothing if you don't have good people. And if you want good people, you'll go use the resources of ZipRecruiter, where you can post the job desire online and in one click, and it gets to all the job boards to match up with people who have resumes there. And then in 24 hours, a number of the right candidates come right to you. So if you want to find out and do it today while you're thinking about it, if you're in need of a good hire or two or three or four or more, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at Kraft.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJ V show with our friend, everybody's friend, every pet in the world loves Warren Eckstein, and he loves them. It goes both ways. Warren is the host of the Pet Show, has had credibility for decades as a trainer, not of dogs, but of people. Because that's really what you need. You got to train the people who have the dogs to handle them well. Because a dog will be exactly what he or she grows up around. Thus, the interest in Dallas, where they're experimenting with pit bulls as police dogs. I wonder what you think of that, because pit bulls have a bad and an unfair image in the mind of many people. They are outlawed in certain residences, you know, this kind of stuff, and it's only because of the way they've been trained. So what do you think of pit bulls as police dogs, Warren?
I think from a promotional standpoint and a press standpoint, it's a great idea, except it's pretty difficult to get a pit bull to be aggressive towards a person unless it's been abused or beaten. So great dog. You know, I had the Buster Brown dog for many years, Tig, which was an Amstaff Terrier.
Right.
I think it's a great idea for their image. Anything that improves their image is really, really good. However, it kind of scares me a little bit. If we start seeing them with the police departments as police dogs, does that mean more people that are not police officers are going to want to get them again? Anytime a dog breed becomes popular, even more popular, they seem to be more around. So I got mixed emotions, but I think it's a good idea from a promotional standpoint to let people know that they're not bad dogs, that pit bulls are super dogs.
Well, what the other unique part of this, Warren, is that these people in Dallas who are on the police force are using dogs that are in shelters, and they train them free. And sometimes you know what it costs for the police to train a dog, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 bucks sometimes.
to do it right. But
yeah, most of the dogs that the police use now are coming from Eastern Europe, you know, Czechoslovakia, and they bring them into kennels here and they train. So you're right. $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 is not unusual. So if we can take dogs, which I've done for years, many of the guard dogs I've trained over the years were taken from shelters and rescues, and you don't have to do much training because once you save them, they want to protect you anyway. So it's kind of an interesting concept. But yeah, any dog that comes out of a shelter, whether it goes to work for a police department or challenges with certain people, I think it's a great idea.
Yep. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about pets traveling and what the latest is in developments about the whole program, this curing of stress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, guide dogs, guard dogs, service dogs. That's coming right up here right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between
$100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five. Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. What about the dog show? There's a dog show coming up this weekend, isn't there, for dogs that are survivors or dogs that are adopted rather than in comparison to the Westminster and some of these other highfalutin shows?
Yeah, it's the Great American Dog Show. I just spoke to the guy not too long ago. It's an incredible idea because what's going to happen is people can now see that a lot of the dogs behind shelters and rescue dogs make wonderful, wonderful pets, even older dogs, dogs with physical challenges. I wrote the foreword for a book recently called Dogs with Disabilities, which was an amazing book talking about how dogs in wheelchairs or cats in wheelchairs can live a normal life. So I think it's a great idea because it's got a lot of information out there. You know, I used to broadcast from Westminster. It's one of the oldest, other than Kentucky Derby. I believe it's the oldest continuing sports event in the United States. And the thing about it that I'm not a big fan about is that I believe that a lot of dogs would prefer, you know, to sleep at home on their bed and watch TV than be brushed and combed and put in Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of judging something just on beauty. You know, I'm a big fan of judging it on emotional and how it feels, not just on beauty. So that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Would you make a dog your Valentine?
All my dogs are Valentine's. You kidding me? I've never had a Valentine. I never had a Valentine that walks upright, Doug.
Good for you, Warren. Warren Eckstein, check out the pet.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.